what and where to dine and drink in the Coachella Valley. Introducing you to eateries from family diners to fancy five-star restaurants and the home of the most interesting adult beverages. This is Delish Dish with Jeff Hawker on iHub Radio.
Hello, everyone. We are here to inform you. Of course, this is iHub Radio. For more information on all of our programming, you can go to iHubRadio.com. We are here in the studio with John McMullen. How are you doing today?
I'm excellent, sir, in spite of the fact that we are hunkered down.
We are still. We have a jam-packed show today. We have Vanessa Smith. She is Special Programs and Projects Manager for Desert Healthcare District. We have Johannes Bakker, who is the owner of Johannes in Palm Springs. And then in the second half an hour, we have Bill Sanderson, the owner of Townies Bagels. And then Corey Saldana, who is the owner and baker at The Sandwich Stop. Let's get going right away. Vanessa Smith, she is on the phone joining us. How are you doing today, Vanessa?
Hi, Jeff. Thank you for having me. I'm doing excellent in self-isolation, but how are you?
We're good. We're actually here in the studio, but we're a good 6 feet away from each other. So you are new to our listeners. Give us an idea of your background and where you're from, and then how you ended up at the Desert Healthcare District.
Wow. Okay, well,
we want to know a little bit about you.
Okay. Well, originally I'm from Mexico. I was raised in the city of Desert Hot Springs, which is where I currently live and I love. I've been with the Desert Healthcare District now for 3 years, and my educational background is actually in teaching, which has served quite well working for the district. I started almost as an assistant type role and gradually worked my way up to now be a special programs and projects manager. So you could say that I've, you know, dealt from the with the programs from the bottom up. So I know the ins and outs, and it's helped me kind of talk to them and educate the public on what our programs are.
Now, the healthcare district expanded last year, correct, when the voters
Yes.
decided that it was going to extend all the way through the east end of the valley? Because it used the demarcation line used to be Cook Street. And we're like, well, that doesn't make any sense because healthcare is for the whole valley.
Right. And so we're very proud of this, the direction our board took to expand, and, you know, the voters as well. So now we are past Cook Street, and now we can have our services reach out to the rest of the valley, which is amazing.
Well, and I'm sure now more than ever, that's been really important because, you know, many of our workers here that support our tourism industry and the farm workers live at the east end of the valley.
Yes.
So you are also very involved with a program called CalFresh. Tell us a bit about that program and how it interacts with the Desert Healthcare District.
Well, that's a really good question. Well, it's we are a subcontractor of the Riverside University Health System, and they kind of funnel money to us as a subcontractor to have us help them do public health outreach. And what that means is, the program used to be NEOP back in the day when I first started, and now that has evolved or revamped into CalFresh. So what CalFresh does is it promotes healthy eating and active living, which actually coincides with the Desert Healthcare District strategic focus area, which are, of course, healthy eating and active living. And it actually leaves a lot of room for creativity and innovation because they would like us to work closely with food pantries. And so what we are is basically we work with the pantries and kind of serve to help them become more efficient and serve as a sounding board, because there's a saying out there that says, when you know one food pantry, you know one food pantry.
Well,
so
and they're
all very different.
Yeah, and you know, they're on the front line every day, and they also collected a lot of data that helps your initiatives as well.
Yes, that's correct. And actually, the Desert Healthcare District has a great partnership with Fine Food Bank, which they have allowed us, you know, to know their food agencies and kind of point us in the right direction as to, you know, who would be a great source for CalFresh to work with.
How far reaching is CalFresh? Is it all of California?
Yes, all of California.
You know, Jeff and Vanessa, it would seem to me that, especially at a time like this, this program deals with a lot to do with restaurants in the area as we promote those. But for now, there are a lot of families who may have been used to going to restaurants who in this age and with the strains that is placed on families financially and whatnot with not knowing when we're going to go back to work, going to the restaurant has been replaced with going to the food pantries, to the food banks. And I imagine that means that you have to also be able to reassure people that what they get there is going to be safe, right?
Exactly. And with the Desert Healthcare District, Fine Food Bank has their initiative titled Project Produce. So a lot of the food that the community members are receiving includes fresh produce. And it's amazing because you don't just have, you know, dried goods. You have an ability to include fresh food in some of your meals. And before, you know, according to my information, that was unheard of.
And it's also, it would seem, you know, that we're really privileged that we live so close to so much produce production, especially out in the Imperial Valley and being so close to the crops that are helping to feed people. I presume that a lot of that is locally sourced.
Exactly, yes. And it's such a great point because I am an avid cooking show fanatic. I'm not one that I could say, yes, you know, I'm the best cook, but I love watching cooking shows. And one of those happens to be Chopped. And, you know, one day I was in the office speaking with my coworker, Will Dean. And I said, hey, do you watch Chopped? Blah, blah, blah. And as we were talking, we just started bouncing ideas off of each other. And he said, why don't we just create a cooking show? And then so we, you know, playing with the idea, we decided to incorporate food pantries. So I don't know if you're familiar with the title of our cooking show. It's called Cooking with the District.
Yeah, I saw a couple of the online videos that you have. We're talking with Vanessa Smith. She is Special Programs and Projects Manager for the Desert Healthcare District. So give us an idea of what kind of shows you do. You know, I've seen it, but the audience hasn't seen it. And give us also, do you have these linked on the Desert Healthcare District website?
Yes, we do. They are up on deserthealthcaredistrict.org. And we also have them on our YouTube channel. You can either find them by typing in Desert Healthcare District or Cooking with the District.
So you came up with a really unique concept. Give us an idea of what that is.
Well, like I mentioned, I have a background in working with schools and education, and I love cooking shows. So as we were tasked, the Desert Healthcare District from CalFresh, to work with food pantries, I thought, you know, a lot of this food, a lot of people do not know what to do with it. You know, the recurring problem is that people really do not know what to do with eggplant. You know, so I said,
it makes a pretty,
you know,
decoration.
Exactly. Or, you know, I didn't know you had to peel it or should you eat it. It's just very, it's not common in a lot of dishes. So, you know, CalFresh usually provides recipe cards. So as Will and I were talking, we decided, okay, you know, this could be a show. This could be a thing. So Will reached out to a local chef, our chef Mike, and a videographer, Max. And so now we have a whole crew going. And we highlight local food pantries in the Coachella Valley. So we've worked with Food Now in Desert Hot Springs, Martha's in Indio. And we were working with the LGBTQ Center's pantry until, you know, COVID-19 happened.
Yeah.
But it's each time it's different. So we receive whatever food items a regular community member would take. So Food Now, for example, gives you a box, an emergency food box. The chef takes that and tries to make a meal, a healthy meal for a family of four. That's the whole background. And, you know, one time we went to Martha's and I'm stunned by this all the time. He had one of those stuffing boxes for the turkey stuffing. And he took out the little breadcrumbs, flatten them out, put some of the pork chop that we received, you know, tossed it in egg wash, and then made schnitzel. So he's making real and deal dishes with items that a community member would receive from a local food pantry, which to me is amazing and takes out the question mark from what to make with for dinner.
That's a really good idea with the stuffing because it's got a lot of seasonings in it already.
Exactly.
Well, and I love the video clip that I watched where you gave him a specific time frame and he in 1 minute time, he had to go around and collect an items for a meal for a family of four. And that's a hard thing to do when you're under pressure to think, oh, you know, meat, produce, starch.
Yeah. And the beauty of that was that was in Martha's Village, Martha's Village and Kitchen in Indio. And within the minute, he managed to pull. And actually, that was where the schnitzel came from, because we received frozen pork and he pulled the stuffing from the shelf. And like, it was Mediterranean spices from what I remember. But you really do think on the spot. And that's what a lot of our families out here in the Coachella Valley do. You know, you open the cupboard and you realize, okay, I have, you know, I have tomato sauce, dressing, and I have some leftover meatballs from the other day. And, you know, on the spot, you usually make your dishes. And I find that very inspiring.
Well, and we find that the most food insecure population are the ones that probably don't eat the best because they go towards what's cheapest. Canned goods, which are high in sodium and sugar and things that are not good for you. So it's really important for organizations like Fine Food Bank and Martha's that supply fresh produce.
Exactly. And actually, a part of the CalFresh program is working with Leah's Pantry. So they're an organization based out in San Francisco. And they work, their efforts are based on trying to make pantries healthier, you know, be a healthier choice for the community. So one of their tips from Leah's Pantry is to, if you have any canned goods, typically they are high in sodium, to just put them in a strainer and run water over them. And that cuts down about 50% of the sodium levels. My percentage may be off, but it's a neat trick that a lot of people, and including myself, I wasn't aware of.
Yeah. Well, and it's probably in most cases better to get like frozen, you know, green beans and corn rather than canned goods because there's not as much sodium.
Well, you know, what we try to promote is any sort of vegetable rather than frozen or canned, because people tend to, I don't want to say, you know, take sides, but it's just really important to consume fruits and vegetables. But anyway, if you want to stay up to date with any of our Cooking with the District videos, check our YouTube page or our webpage, deserthealthcaredistrict.org.
And that is DHCD.org. That is Vanessa Smith. She's Special Programs and Projects Manager for Desert Healthcare District. Thank you for being on the show, Vanessa. When we get through with Stay in Place, we'll have you in the studio.
Thank you, Jeff.
We will talk to you soon. Again, that website is dhcd.org. You're listening to Delish Dish on iHub Radio.
If you're curious about the best culinary experiences in the desert, we're about to feed your ears and taste buds. This is Delish Dish on iHub Radio. Now, here's Jeff Hawker.
Our next guest on the show, I've been a fan of since I moved here about 20 years ago. You have just celebrated your 20 years being in Palm Springs. Johannes Bakker, how are you?
Good, I'm you, Jeff.
You are known as the Eclectic Chef. How did you get that title?
I can barely hear you.
You are known as the Eclectic Chef. How did you get that title?
I cannot hear you, Jeff.
Are you there, Johannes?
Yeah.
Okay. We can hear you fine.
I have, now it's better, I guess. Well, there was a music between.
You are from a little village in Tyrol, Austria. Where did you get your influences from? Was that from your family or?
Well, my mom. My mom's a great cook, so she actually convinced me in a way that I should go in the culinary field. So, you know, but I wasn't supposed to become a chef. I was supposed to. My ideal was to be a pastry chef and a baker, work at night and go skiing and do fun during the day, you know, but I ended up becoming a chef. So, but she was definitely my influence, absolutely.
And what did she teach you how to cook?
Oh, at home, when I was 7, I started making cooks and cookies and cakes and helping in the kitchen, and I liked it. And so that's developed into, you know, working in restaurants on my time off in the summer when we had school holidays. And the next thing I know was an apprenticeship at 14 and started cooking professionally. So,
did you actually go to culinary school or just you on the job training?
Yes, I did. It's mandatory in Europe at that time. It was mandatory. Yes, you do a 3-year program in a hotel or restaurant. I was in a hotel, and then you have to go every year. You have to go for 2 months in the culinary institute, and the rest of the year you have to be active working in a restaurant or hotel. So. Yeah, that's how it works.
Well, and you also had the experience of being a corporate chef for Seabourn Cruise Lines, which I imagine is amazing. I mean, Seabourn is one of the top cruise lines in the world.
It still is. I hope so. I'm not really following too much the cruise lines, but it's been Seabourn has been number one for a very long time. So, yeah, it's a great ship, but smaller, you know, like not these big mega ships like Princess and Carnival and... Norwegian or whatever they are, but Seabourn was definitely an experience for me, culinary-wise, absolutely, yeah.
So
gave me a great boost.
Yeah, you have what's that saying? You have withstanded the test of time in Palm Springs in a culinary scene that when you first started, really, there was nobody else that was doing what you were doing. I mean, you were the top of the trade and still are 20 years later. I mean, how do you account for your success in Palm Springs?
Well, that's very nice of you. Thank you, Jeff. So, yeah, I know it's been a long journey. So I've been here for 25 years. I had my own restaurant for 20 years. And maybe it's the draw of luck. We just try to stay on top and do what we do best. And our customers appreciate that. And I know this is maybe the biggest test ever, you know, this current situation. But yeah, we've gone through many, many different phases. And it's extremely nice to hear that from like you and a lot of other people that we're still in the top after so many years. So I think it's just most like instinct and see what where we at, but I don't really have a formula to the whole thing either. So maybe luck sometimes, you know. We're in a great location too, you know. We're not in the middle of downtown, and maybe we are, but you know, we're right on the corner here, Arenas District, and I think that helps a lot too because we do get a lot of traffic here, you know, and we have the same staff. I think that's what helps me do. I mean, I think my staff helps me a lot to be where I'm at today, you know, with the consistency and having my staff doing the same thing over and over again. You see the same employees and the same host and the same partner and the same guys in the kitchen, same service buses. I think that adds a lot, you know, when people feel comfortable seeing the same employees, not saying, oh, got a new chef, oh, a new partner and a new server. You know, so that gives me the opportunity to be consistent because it's a lot of training involved in, you know, have people doing what they do. And so I think I just got lucky over the years and have a very dedicated, wonderful staff with me. So,
well, you've really created a family atmosphere from the moment you walk into the hostess stand to, you know, whether you sit in the bar and have cuisine there or go into the main dining room. I mean, you really feel like your home, and you've also created a very European feel to the restaurant.
Yes. Yeah, you know, that's where I'm from. So it's a little bit different. And, you know, we're a small restaurant, as everyone knows, and most of my customers know. And I think that that's a little different vibe to the whole thing. Like you said, that family feel that, you know, and we know everyone, or we know, I would say we know 90% of our customers. you know, they keep coming back and we know them by name. And I think that makes a big difference when you walk into a restaurant or any kind of business, if your name is mentioned, instead of just being a number, you know, so for being just a customer. And I think that name, recognition and know what they want, what they don't like, what tables they like, et cetera, et cetera, makes a big difference. You know, I feel the same way when I go to a place that way. So,
yeah. You know. Johannes, we need to go to a commercial break. Can you stick with us for a few minutes so we can talk about your cuisine?
Right.
The website for Johannes is johannesrestaurant.com. Their phone number is 760-778-0017. When we come back, we'll find out all about their incredible cuisine at Johannes. You're listening to Delish Dish on iHub Radio.
Don't you hate that moment when you're like, where should we go to eat? And you realize you're probably just going to settle for the same old, because, well, it's just easy. Ready to experience a taste of the Coachella Valley? Okay, you're in the right place. It's Delish Dish with Jeff Hawker on iHub Radio.
You definitely are in the right place, and rejoining our show is Johannes Bakker. He is the owner of Johannes Restaurant. Give us an idea of some of your incredible menu items that are available for takeout and delivery.
Oh, we have, you know, we have the Fitzer menu, and actually we have reduced prices for the time being. We have all the schnitzels available on the menu. You know, the caper, the Jaeger, the one with the egg. So every schnitzel is available, including chicken schnitzels and also unbreaded. So if some people have a problem with breading, we can do it unbreaded. And then we also have, you know, some of our dishes, our popular dishes available, the mushroom soup and the Malayan meatballs and the house salad, baby Belgian endive, the cheese spätzle for sure, the raw Brussels sprout salad, and the shrimp cocktail. And we feature some specials every day as well. And then we have, you know, scallopini, pork scallopini. We have sushi-grade salmon. We have shrimp curry. We have vegetarian curry. We have a beefsteak, we have lamb racks, lamb chops, we have the duck, the Kobe beefsteak. So we have quite a good variety, and we switch it around a little bit. And like I said, we also offer specials every day, like Golden Bleu goulash, you know, different types of fish. So as we go along, it's, you know, it's not as busy as on a regular pace, but we still have customers, they support us, and we like to be there from there for them. So, you know, and it's time, so...
So give us an idea of, you've got the chopped Kobe beefsteak, Jaeger style. What does that mean?
Basically, it's the Jaeger sauce is a red wine sauce with demi-glace and what is a brown, basically stock with mushrooms and bacon and a lot of red wine. And that's the Jaeger sauce. And then we do the fried egg on top of it. You know, we use a pasteurized raised egg, about tops off the and the cheese as well, the Swiss cheese. So basically you have, it's basically a burger without the bread, and then you have the cheese, the sauce, and the egg. So it's really delicious when you cut in that piece of Kobe beef ground, and the eggs are oozing into it, and you have that smell of bacon and mushrooms. It's delicious.
Oh, that sounds amazing. I've had it before, but you're really tempting our palate right now. One of my favorite things on the menu is your shrimp curry.
Yeah, we do that as well. We have the shrimp curry, we have the chicken curry, and we have a vegetarian curry on the menu available. So, all three. And you can mix them if you want, so.
Your food has an influence from different nationalities, ethnicities. Where does that come from in your expertise?
Well, trained for culinary, trained the French classic cuisine, but I traveled the world. You know, I worked all over the place, and especially with Seabourn Cruise, and I was able to travel to a lot of different destinations, from South America to Asia, to the Middle East, Australia, et cetera, et cetera. So I picked up flavors from there, and I worked with a lot of chefs, you know, from Australia. I worked with chefs from Sri Lanka, Malaysia. They were our guest chefs on Seabourn Cruise, and over the years I worked there. And so I got a lot of lectures and lessons, and I learned a lot from them. And I think that influenced my cuisine, you know, where I mix Asian flavors into European, Italian, French, Scandinavian flavors. So it's pretty interesting, you know, yeah. when you experience that with those chefs. And that attributes a lot to my knowledge over the years. So I'm thankful for those people I worked with over the last 25 years, you know, so.
Yeah, amazing. And you just celebrated last year your 20th anniversary of being in Palm Springs.
1 year, yeah, in October. Yeah.
Wow.
It was nice.
It's amazing. So give us an idea of the different different services that you use, like Grubhub and things like that you use for delivery.
We only use Uber Eats right now.
Oh, Uber Eats, okay.
You know, that's all we use right now, and that works pretty well. And then we have the Marriott. Forgot what that was. My PR person Kathleen set that up for me. It's like a concierge service. We use that, and then you know most people call in and pick it up themselves. So that's what we have right now. We have those three things in place, and then we have also OpenTable, but they have a limited. Availability on items, they future, I think they only feature two items on their website. So that's the thing. OpenTable, Uber Eats, order in, get the curbside, they bring it to your car. And the other one is the Marriott, you know, I think, you know what that, what was that service called? I forgot too. I always forget. So that's the thing, the four places we have in order. We were talking about maybe delivering it to the customers, but, it's not too much requests. I mean, if the request arises that we have, you know, maybe 10 people a day that would like it delivered, we will deliver it to them. If they call us, you know, I will go out of my way to bring it to their house if yeah. that's necessary.
Yep.
But we'll see. So.
So right now your hours are noon to 7?
Noon to 7, 7 days a week. So we're not closed any day. So we do it every day. Yeah.
And also, if you purchase $100 worth of food, is that like in a gift card or just food purchase?
You get a $25 gift card, a gift certificate, so you can use that for your next order. So, you know, yes, that's what we do. And we also offer takeout beverages, so you can order a bottle of wine. You can also have a cocktail made by us. We offer the sangria. So pretty much everything on the menu is for sale except myself, so, and my employees. We're not for sale yet, but everything goes. If people want a, you know, a sparkling water, if people want whatever they like, we make it happen. So, you know, we're there for them and there for us. So that works both ways.
Fantastic. When we get done with this stand in place, we'll have you on the show here in the studio and maybe we'll sample some food. Thank you for
that
being on
the
show today, Johannes. Their website.
Thanks for having me, Jeff.
Oh, my pleasure. Their website is johannesrestaurant.com. Their phone number is 760-778-0017. They are at the corner of Indian Canyon and Arenas Road in Palm Springs at 196 South Indian Canyon Drive. Hang in there, Johannes. We'll all be together very soon.
See you soon. Stay healthy.
And you as well.
All of you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jeff. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Wow, what amazing cuisine they have at Johannes. If you have not been there, you have to check it out. Our next guest, he's been so patient. We wanted to make sure we got all of Johannes's menu items. Joining us now is Bill Sanderson. He's the owner of Townie's Bagels.
Well, good afternoon, Jeff.
How are you?
Very good, thank you.
You guys are still busy. As you know, I think what it takes in this time, you have to really be creative and you have to really be willing to work hard because it has been a trials and tribulations through this period of time. But you guys are holding your own. What are your hours right now at Townie's Bagels?
We have our hours right now are 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. every day. We're open Wednesday through Monday. We're still closed every Tuesday like we always have been. But again, it's Wednesday through Monday, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m.
And you have a wide array of different bagels on your menu. I mean, you cannot get the assortment that, you know, in a regular store that you guys have. Give us an idea of some of the flavors that you have of bagels.
Sure. We have Asiago cheese. We have what's called a Black Russian. It's a pumpernickel with the everything toppings on it. And we have some of your standards, your cinnamon raisin, your salt, your pepper, as well as poppy, sesame seed, onion. We have a jalapeno cheddar.
My personal favorite.
Yeah. We also, we do a few other flavors. We have a French toast, which is basically a cinnamon kind of bagel with an egg wash. And we do have an egg bagel. We do have two egg bagels. One is that has egg in it. One is the egg bagel, and one is the French toast with egg in it. If anybody is, vegan, they can't eat those two, but everything else is vegan.
Now, you have a special process that you guys use that make them really soft and really chewy. So what is that process you guys use?
Well, it is actually the time-tested process of boiling the bagel. So I'll give you the two-second walkthrough. Basically, Andy, my husband, the baker, we have people make the bagel dough today, and we form the bagels. We put them in our walk-in. So they'll rest overnight tonight. And that gets what they call a slow rise, which builds flavor in the dough because the yeast has time to do its thing, but it's doing it slow because it's cold. So in the morning, they'll take the bagels out, and they will boil the bagel for about 2 minutes, a minute and a half on each side in boiling water. We have a big 45-gallon professional bagel boiler. And then they'll put them on bagel boards. And either a plain bagel will go right into the oven, and they'll bake them like a minute and a half each side, depending on temperature and so forth. And then if they're a bagel that has like seeds on it, we'll boil a bagel, they'll put the bagel on the board, and then we'll sprinkle all the seeds on the bagel and then bake them that way. So the only other types of bagels we have is like the cinnamon raisin. We have to make special dough for that because that's what we call a mix-in bagel, because we have to actually make the dough and put the cinnamon and the raisins in that one, as well as the pumpernickel bagel. We have to make special dough for that one, because like 80% of our dough is just plain dough that we put toppings on. The other 20% we have to make special, like making a chocolate cake versus a vanilla cake. So we have to make special dough just for those to mix them together to get the flavors people want.
You have a baking schedule. Are you guys sticking to that right now, or have you altered it in this period of time?
We have not altered our baking schedule in the sense of what we make every day. As far as the bagels, our breads, our camarones, we're still making the same flavors. We may not be making the quantity that we were previously, but we are still holding our baking staff to the same. They come in at 10 at night, and they're there till probably 6-7 hours later. They leave in the morning, so we have one or two people every night there working through the night, getting the bagels ready for the next morning, and everybody comes in at 7.
Yeah, when you're a baker, you have to be a night owl.
Yes, my husband Andy goes to bed around 6:30 every evening because he's up at around 3:30 to go to the store.
Give us an idea of some of the unique bread types that you guys make that are available for pickup. And you also do delivery, right?
Yes, I'll touch base on delivery. We have quite a roster of breads that we do. And you can always call the store in from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. We have a dedicated person, Anthony, who answers our phone. So if you have any questions on any of this and you didn't write it down or catch it, call our store, and Anthony can give you. You can ask Anthony all these questions: what flavors, what's available. Because the breads we make on certain days, some breads we make on a Wednesday, some breads we make on a Friday. I'm going to give you the flavors. I'm not going to go into the days that we make them because you can call ahead and pre-order. So you'll always get. We always tell our customers: call the day before, order what you want, and we'll make sure it's ready for you when you come in the store the next day. Because we hate people driving up, especially now we don't make the volume that we did. We don't want people driving up to the store.
Can you hear me okay, Bill? Yeah, all of a sudden it cut out. So we're going to give, we've been talking with Bill Sanderson. He is the owner of Townie's Bagels. That's TownieBagels.com. They are located at 650 East Sunny Dunes Road in Palm Springs. Their phone number is 760-459-4555. And again, that's TownieBagels.com. Thanks for being on the show, Bill. We'll have you back soon. You're listening to Delish Dish on iHub Radio.
You need not be a foodie to listen to Delish Dish. Just keep an open mind and have a good appetite for finding the best there is to eat and drink, from the funky to the fancy, across desert cities. Here's your gastro guide, Jeff Hocker, on iHub Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. This is all about deliciousness on our show today. We have Corey Saldana, who is the owner and baker over at the Sandwich Spot in Palm Springs. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Jeff. Nice to hear you.
Well, one day we'll have you back in the studio so we can see you and taste your incredible Dutch crunch bread.
I'd be happy to bring samples of everything we have.
So obviously you've had to change a little bit during this period of time, but you know, you've got your sandwich boards literally out on Palm Canyon Drive that you've got takeout. Right. Are you doing takeout and delivery?
Yes, we offer free delivery in Palm Springs, and we're doing it ourselves. So we have full contact with our customers and our very loyal base, and we often will just leave it on their doorstep.
Yeah, because you have to be careful. You have a wide array of different sandwiches on your menu, and you've also, you're a big fan of tennis. So give us an idea of some of the unique sandwiches you guys offer.
We have several tennis-related sandwiches, and if you don't know tennis, you wouldn't understand the name, but we have one called the Grand Slam that is a huge favorite, and that is all of our deli meats on one sandwich with cheese and your choice of bread, which we always recommend to be the Dutch crunch, so people love. We also have the Federer in honor of my personal tennis god, Roger Federer, who just retired, and that is a turkey sandwich with prosciutto, really thin paper thin prosciutto and Swiss cheese. And then you can have all the toppings you want on it. They're all custom made.
That sounds delicious. So Dutch crunch is a unique style of baking. Give our listeners an idea of what goes into making that texture.
Okay. Yeah, you know, it's been kind of an interesting offering that we have, because when people hear what's on it and how it's made, they often don't order it. So, and I'll tell you why. It's a soft, kind of like a French roll. So it's soft and chewy on the inside. And then the top of it is painted with a coat of rice paste, which makes the crackle when it's baked. So when I describe that, because people want to know all the ingredients, it's just a regular French roll, but it's got this coating on the top that when it bakes, what happens is it crazes. So it crackles on the top. And so sometimes when I describe it, they will choose another bread. So we don't describe it that way to our customers, but we will tell them that it's made with rice. That's what crunches on the top. Yeah.
You are a baker. Do you bake all of your bread in-house?
We don't make the bread, but we bake it in-house as we go through the day. So you'll always get a fresh roll. But what I do bake are all of our pastries and desserts. And with the pandemic going on, what I've noticed is that people want comfort food. So I'm making a blueberry cobbler from scratch every day, and it's selling out.
Jeff, we're going
in a couple of hours. Yeah, so people seem to want brownies and cookies and stuff. This very simple, basic comfort foods like that. So that's what I've been focusing on as far as the desserts are concerned. Lemon bars, things that people crave when they need some comfort.
So you also make some delicious side salads too.
Yeah, we do. My mother taught me how to make potato salad, macaroni salad when I was a kid. And so I use her recipe, and and we have gotten great results on that. And I'll tell you the secret for that, those two salads is sweet pickle relish. And people think they don't like that, but when they taste the potato salad or the macaroni salad, they fall in love with it, and we can't keep it stocked. We have to make it almost every day. So thanks, Mom. I'm so grateful for all the stuff that I learned when I was a kid. I also learned to bake when I was a young kid, and have recipes that are 30 years old that I use to this day. So it made for a great core recipes for the shop.
Yeah, I think we might be the last great generation that really had mothers that stayed at home. They may have worked part-time, but they cooked dinner every night, and so we learned how to cook. Yeah. I mean, these kids today, that's everything's right. About easy and fast. But it's
I've had to teach the young my young staff members here how to cook and bake. They have no clue. I've found that most people that we hire as sandwichologists are really good at that. But when I ask them, can you make potato salad? They have no history and no knowledge of anything like that. So it's been an interesting learning curve for them. And now they can all do it. And I know that later on they'll be grateful for that knowledge, because when they can go home and make stuff for their family, that'll be a nice change.
I would imagine during this time, I mean, everyone's business has dropped off a little bit, but because you were already more like a takeout restaurant, I mean, you did have, tables in the restaurant that you're not using right now. How have you fared during this time?
We have noticed a drop in sales. It varies, and we don't see a real pattern on a daily basis. Sometimes we'll be really quite busy, which happened today and yesterday. We were really busy, but other days it's just crickets. You know, it's like a ghost town, and there's no pattern to that business. So we have dropped off, I would say 50% at least, sometimes more depending on the day. But yeah, we've noticed a big drop off. I've had to furlough several employees, which we will welcome back once this is all over.
Well, hang in there, Corey. It's all going to be better quite soon. We've been talking.
I'm hopeful.
Yeah, me too. We've been talking with Corey Saldana. He's the owner and baker over at Sandwich Spot Palm Springs. Their website is sandwichspotps.com. They are located at 276 North Palm Canyon Drive in downtown Palm Springs. You're right, kind of right across the street from the Hyatt Regency, right?
That's right. We are.
All right. So check them out. Get that Dutch Crunch. It's one of my favorites. Thanks again, Corey. We'll talk to you really soon. You've been listening to Delish Dish on iHub Radio. To find out about all the programs on iHub, go to iHubRadio.com.